Nathan MacKinnon, been on fire, leads the tournament in scoring with 8 points in three games, and of course, one of the big names in the upcoming NHL entry draft. He joins us this afternoon. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm good, thank you.
And Doug, another East Coast guy. How they you keep churning them out.
The East Coast of Canada has basically taken over the hockey world. I mean, you go Crosby, now you go, you know, Nathan MacKinnon. It's bizarre what's happened to hockey in
McLean
Canada.
In the middle of McLean.
Well, McLean's an old guy.
Is it all the Doug MacLean influence there, Nathan? Is that the result?
He doesn't know who I am.
No? Okay.
I know. Don't worry. I know.
Nathan, I got a chance to see you play in October early in the season. It might have been the first weekend of the Quebec League. You and Drouin come into Charlottetown, and I happened to be in PEI, and it was an impressive, impressive performance. And sitting there with a couple of scouts talking about the Halifax Mooseheads' chances, and they thought they would be one of the best teams in Canada. An amazing season ride. First time in franchise history. It must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. The season has been mainly highs, but obviously there's some lows we had to overcome. There's always bumps in the road with every team, but thankfully enough and luckily enough, we've been really fortunate to have a great season and have a great group of guys, and we've meshed really well throughout the whole year. And it's pretty crazy. There's only one game left. These guys are like brothers to everybody, and it's exciting that we can win it all, and hopefully we can.
Well, talk to us about this week and the whole experience. It's a different kind of series where every game matters so much, and as you say, it comes down to one.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the Memorial Cup's a pretty weird tournament, actually. It's kind of, Saskatoon beat us, and they could have went to the finals yesterday, or we could have went to the finals. We could have been in the tiebreaker, too, if we lost another game. So, every game's kind of like a game seven, and I think that's what makes it so exciting. The stakes are always so high. Every game means so much. So it's pretty cool that I got to take part in this along with everybody else. And like I said, hopefully we can win it.
I was in Halifax for the Prospects game, and obviously unfortunately for you, you ended up in Cherry and Kyprios's team, and that hurt you for a month or so, I noticed, after you lost your game a little bit. But anyway, you know what? It was impressive. But I gotta tell you, your coach Dominic was an impressive guy. Tell us about him. I got to spend two or three days with him, and I was very, very impressed with this young coach of the Halifax Mooseheads.
Yeah, Dom's a guy who's always seems like he's never gets too high, never gets too low. You know, if we're on a winning streak, he never brings it up in the locker room. He's the kind of guy that keeps everybody focused, but from an individual perspective, he really pushes me to get better. He pushes Joe, pushes everybody to get better, and he's been a huge part in our development. And we owe lots of our success to him, and obviously most of our team's success to him. So he's been our leader all year, and it's nice to have him.
You know, since you're talking about your team, and a lot of people are caught up with the individuals. There's so many star players at this Memorial Cup, not just guys that are about to be drafted, but guys that have already been drafted by NHL teams. And if you had to describe your team style or imprint compared to the others, how would you describe your team?
Well, I think we're a blue-collar kind of team. Obviously, we have lots of firepower and skill, but we generate that from working hard and playing good on both sides of the puck. And, we have lots of depth, and guys like, Brent Andrews, Ryan Falk, Sam Andrew Ryan, Steve McCullough, those type of guys really bring energy in their big body. So it's nice to have that. And like I said, we're a blue-collar kind of team, but, also we can put the puck in the net.
You mentioned that obviously this is all about team right now, but I'm sure there isn't a day that goes by that the draft doesn't come up in conversation or question. How do you keep all of that in perspective at a time like this?
It's honestly, it's not as hard as you think. It's so exciting to be here, and all is on your mind is winning the Memorial Cup and being part of something special and sharing it with these guys in the locker room. And all that other stuff is going to come along with it. It's nice and it's human nature to think about the draft and other things like that. But at the same time, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm playing for the Mooseheads, and I couldn't have asked for anything better.
How bizarre is it that you watch Sidney, and I'm sure when you were a little kid, Sidney was sort of the superstar, and he was moving on just as you were really getting into it. But both come from Nova Scotia, from the metro area, Cole Harbour area. It's pretty bizarre that two of the best 18-year-old hockey players in the world at the time they were 18, come out of Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia. That's pretty unique, Nathan.
Yeah, it is. And obviously, Sid's in his own class, and everybody knows that. But yeah, it is a little strange. I don't know how much of a coincidence it is, but.
And I could see it was PEI, but Cole Harbour, like, seriously.
Well, Doug mentioned about, you know, I don't know how old you would have been exactly, was Sydney being, you know, 17, 18, 19, and I'm wondering, who were you a fan of growing up? Like, what team and what kind of players were your guys now that you're getting set to be drafted by an NHL team?
Well, I'd be lying if Sid wasn't one of them. You know, he was my hockey idol growing up. I loved the Penguins when he got drafted there. Guys like Datsyuk and Taze, I really admired as well as I got a little older, and I really looked at their game and realized that the kind of two-way centerman I wanted to be, and guys like that I really looked up to, and it's kind of weird that one day I could be playing against them and competing to win.
I wrote a book a few years ago called By the Numbers, and it was the story behind why players wear a certain number. Can you tell us a story about why you wear number 22?
Yeah, I billeted a player when I was a little kid that played for the Mooseheads, and he wore number 22. I always looked up to him. His name is Frederick Cabana. He's just in Germany now, but I really looked up to him. He's kind of my hero, and I guess when I got traded to Halifax and started playing for them, I thought it was fitting that I wore 22 as well.
How do you pronounce that FRK name?
Firk.
Got to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You got to be careful.
We're just saying, I've never seen a guy with three names, three letters in his name without a vowel. I mean, on The Price is Right, it would be tougher.
And only would the Detroit Red Wings own him. I don't know, what is he, a third round pick or something? And Detroit happened to own this guy. After I watch him score a hat trick, I'm thinking, who owns this guy? And all of a sudden it's Detroit. I'm thinking, oh my God, they got another one.
Yeah, I know. He's a special player. Marty, he's got a bomb of a shot. It's pretty funny that he's a vowel.
Well, I always said yourself and Firk and everybody else, it's been a great week, and we'll look forward to, of course, the weekend. You'll be in the final game.
Nathan, congratulations on just an amazing junior career and in your hometown to be able to do it and lead them to Memorial Cup. And congratulations and all the best at the draft, bud, and look forward to watching you in the NHL.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, Nathan, and when you're drafted, how far down before Doug McLean is thanked?
Well, because I motivated after he got his ass kicked in the prospects game. Well, I motivated him.
That's it. Well, there you go. We'll look forward to that.
He motivated me. I owe it all to him.
This could be great.
See you, Nathan.